Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, we advise you to turn on the fan cam right now. 1053thefan.com/fancam, as you will see Cowboys reporter, philanthropist, our former colleague, Jane Slater from the NFL Network right here on 1053 The Fan. What's up? How are you?
What's up, homie? Hold on. As we kind of troubleshoot here, I'm going to throw out this and pop this one back in so I'm not getting a bounce back on you guys. How are you guys, first of all?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. All right, take us through your TV life. I think I called her yesterday, and she's like, I got Dez stuff. I got this. I said, I don't care about that stuff. I want to know what quarantine life is like. I have an idea. Like, someone should do, like, an HDTV analysis of you guys, Rich Eisen's background, all the people on ESPN, your girl.
I want
a home interior decorator to analyze, you know, everyone's homes for all these TV shots they've been doing. How much have you been doing it? I know you hate these ear pods.
Well, yeah, that's been my biggest AirPods. Frustration. I think the AirPods look ridiculous on us reporters, right? And then there's some that don't have the selfie lab at the office, but I had started doing Colin Cowherd's show this year. So when I moved into my new condo, I mean, I lived in a absolute box when I was here at the NFL Network. So I would set up against this, like, ugly blue-painted wall in a one-bedroom apartment, and it just wasn't a good look. So my next place, I was like, all right, you're almost 40. It's time to, like, upgrade a little bit. So I'm glad that I sort of had the setup, but the AirPod thing I just think is so ugly. So we have IFBs, and I'm holding up if you're watching on Zoom, that we typically put in our ears, and then we have what we call a lavalier mic. So Bobby Belt, MVB, and I have been troubleshooting because you can't do that on Apple. So that's been very, very frustrating. I just lost my wind sock. That's been very, very frustrating. And then quite frankly, I think a lot of reporters didn't have home offices set up. I mean, for us, there's 13 of us at the NFL Network, and we work remotely, and we're typically on a plane or in front of a facility. And so while I sort of have worked a little remotely because Cowboys don't allow reporters inside, and it costs a bunch of money in the offseason to hire a crew, and they come to you a lot when you're a Cowboys reporter, I still just have been, like, trying to navigate a better look. But quite frankly, even the NFL Network, ahead of this draft, like, they are working around the clock. Their engineers trying to find out what platform makes the most sense. Because as we're seeing, we've got a 3-box right now, 4-box. I see all you guys. How do you live stream that to broadcast? How do you pop up multiple cameras and make sure you've got players ready in their homes? How many reporters can we really use? And what you're seeing on Total Access is the result of Ian Rappaport, Mike Garafolo, Tom Pelissero, Rhett Lewis, Colleen Wolf. They have what they call team cans. So they are more hardwired into our network routers. But we don't have anyone but, I think, an engineer and a security guard at both of our offices now. Everyone has pushed back working remotely. So it's interesting.
Choppy.
I think we do have one person in studio.
Choppy, give me the interior design critique of Jane's place with the artwork. Is that a – what type of lamp is that? There's a football there. What's your assessment, Chop?
Okay, that is – she went to West Elm, okay? She 1,000 – right? I'm right on that. I can see. That's West Elm.
It's Wayfair. Now I got. I'm a baller on a budget. Okay, so I got some West Elm mixed within the condo, but yeah, I'll kind of. I'm kind of proud of my home office that I've set up. So I'll just kind of turn it around for you. I thought I was super fancy when I went to flat screen because, as Sean knows, my first love is news, and it's been on 24/7. And normally, one of the TV screens is on sports, but there's no sports lately.
Are those real flowers? Are those orchids or stargazers? Calla lilies behind you. What is that?
Stargazers.
While there are a lot of things I want to try and improve upon in this time of what I call a gift, having all this extra time to work on yourself to be a better person, guys, you know me. Green thumb and cooking are probably two areas that I'm just probably never going to improve upon. That is absolutely fake. We've got my self-help book here, so The Subtle Art of Not Giving a is one of my favorites because I give too many, I think. If you're looking for book reads right now, I highly recommend reading The Secret because I truly believe that your thoughts become reality. So I've been revisiting that. Lean In is a great book by Sheryl Sandberg, who, of course, is Facebook, talking about the power of really bringing the next generation up. The Power of Now, The Untethered Soul. So I got, and now I'm reading Outliers, which is this fascinating book that I've had everyone from Rod Marinelli to Colin Coward recommend. And it just talks about, I mean, the opening chapter talks about this town of European immigrants in Pennsylvania who had all gathered together. And there was this doctor in the 50s from Oklahoma who was studying heart disease and couldn't find out why everyone over the age of 65 was just dying naturally of old age. In fact, the rate there was 30 to 35% lower than the national average of heart disease. And when he was just sort of exhausting our resources, looking at communities that had similar populations, the common theme for everyone there was their communities, who they surrounded themselves with, the touch point, the going to church. Their diets were 41% fat, and they weren't doing anything in terms of exercise or yoga or anything. So I'm really trying during this time to turn off that work part of my brain because, quite frankly, anyone I would normally talk to, be it agents, players, or really people within the Cowboys facility, they're overwhelmed right now. You know, they've got these virtual chats that they're doing, you know, signing guys without, you know, a medical safety net. And I just think some of us are sort of, there's an uncertainty that is uneasy for a lot of people. And you can either lean into that uncertainty and say, right now I want to come out of this a better version of myself. Or you can choose to rot your mind and sit around and watch Netflix. And look, I'm the queen of Netflix.
Hey, go ahead.
Tiger King,
you guys
what?
Know, I binge more Netflix than anyone, but I can tell you in the last week, my TV hasn't been on other than sort of background noise with, you know, the news channels, because I think it's important to sort of stay woke and have perspective and know that, you know, we've got almost 10 million people that are flying, you know, filing for unemployment. But also sort of like the challenge too to, you know, how can you help in your community?
Yeah. Just because you have the half dip stoneware vase behind you, don't come at us for watching Netflix.
Jane Slater, NFL Network. All right. We always ask this to the fellas because we know that they're mailing it in. I'm not being a pervert. Do you mail in the bottom half of the outfit? Are you wearing gym shorts right now?
Oh, here. I'll totally stand up for you guys. All right.
Fan cam.
Ooh.
I'm wearing Nike
pants.
Running pants, and then I've got Uggs. Shoes on. They are so ugly, and they are honestly the most comfortable things that I own. So that's how I'm mailing it in.
Okay. Troy just told me that the fan cam, honestly, I'm not joking around, went up 300 viewers there. So there you go with Jane Slater, NFL Network. What do you think, your own opinion on free agency? It happened, and they're going through with the draft. Adam Schefter not happy about it. I'm sure many people you talk to aren't happy about it. And the plan for the season, just your Jane Slater view on the scheduling of all this stuff with what's going on.
You know, my network may not love me saying this, but honestly, just as a human, it felt a little weird talking about guys rejecting or accepting millions of dollars to play a sport. While we're sort of dealing with this, you know, this faceless enemy and, you know, people are losing their jobs as a result of it. Now, to be fair, you know, I know a lot of, not to get political here, but I know a lot of people are coming at the president and they're coming at politicians, and they're coming at everyone trying, you know, saying, like, you should have done more. How did you know this wasn't contagious? Let's not rewrite the rhetoric here. I don't think any – I was in New York doing Good Morning Football March 1st, filling in, and that was the first case of coronavirus. Now look at how it's exploded. So I think to be fair to everyone involved in decision-making, et cetera, I don't think anyone truly understood the scope of what we're dealing with, and I still don't think we do. So I think that the NFL line of thinking was, if this thing picks back up in June, well, why don't we be in a position to be ahead of it and there won't be this disruption of service? But I think what you're going to get into, and this is just me talking to some of my people, players are just as confused and have just as much anxiety as we do. A lot of these players don't have, I mean, I think a lot of people look at a football player and they think they're just rolling in cash, like they think us broadcasters are too, right? Not all of them are, and they don't have a home gym, and they don't have a personal chef, and they can't get into their performance centers, or they're not supposed to. And then when you see a guy out working like Dez Bryant or Dak Prescott, we vilify him, right? So how are these guys supposed to be football ready come June, come training camp? And then when I look at Mike McCarthy's offense and a guy who I would probably say really hasn't had a touch point with 90% of his roster, you're getting a team to buy into a new staff, a new offense, and a new defense. Are you doing that on Zoom room? I mean, there's a possibility. I don't know that. I haven't checked in with them. But I do think there's going to be some unique challenges. And I think we talked so much about the injuries during the season because of conditioning and lack of practices. What's the season going to look like? But I believe the league is having those conversations right now. You know, the draft is going to happen. It's going to be an interesting year, but again, to be fair, I think everyone's dealing with these challenges, the MLB, the NBA, you name it. But just as a reporter reporting that day, I can only tell you my emotion and my feeling behind it, and it felt a little just – it felt different.
Did you have a problem with the Dak Dez social distancing photo?
Here's what I'll say. I can only speak from my lens. My lens is I have –
because you're tight with Dez.
Yeah, but so I'm speaking from my lens. I have a father with pre-existing conditions. He's had cancer. My sister's had cancer. I have gone out of my way to avoid them. And trust me, I'd love to go out to their house at 40 where they've got a heated swimming pool and a gym and just go, like, live the life. But I don't want to get my parents sick. And I am really isolated. I'm a social butterfly. You know, I love being around people. I am really isolated. And when I leave my house, I wear gloves. I wear a mask. And as ridiculous as I think some people look, and it looked a couple of weeks ago, and that might change. The CDC says they want all of us wearing masks. I'm trying to do what I think is important based on who is around me and what I think is important based on just the information that I continue to receive every day. And whether it's going too far, that social distancing, fine. But my conscience is clear knowing that I didn't put anyone at risk. Now, with that being said, I think everyone, I'm not going to sit here and throw stones at, you know, other houses or false Dez or Dak for trying to be better, especially Dez, who I feel like is in the best mental health space that he's been in many years. So, again, that's why yesterday I said, look, Dez put out the picture. I'm putting out the picture. You sports fans, I would challenge you to, there are so many people that I know, and this is not me preaching at you guys, but you guys live and breathe sport. You live and breathe it. Your wives and children complain during the football season you don't spend enough time with them. You literally live online with your, you know, your fantasy drafts and your chat rooms. Like, it's stopped down. Use this authentic time, if you can, to touch back in with your family, develop a hobby, develop an interest that you haven't had before, because I have felt alive in the last week. When I changed my thought, I was just as inconvenienced as everyone else. You know, I felt just as, you know, trapped in a cage as everybody else. And I was just as vapid and there was plenty of satire coming from me as everyone else. Since then, literally, I've enrolled in continuing education courses in Spanish because I think the Cowboys fan base has a huge group of Latino fans that, you know, it's ignorant of me not to tap into them. And I took 10 years of Spanish. So I'm doing that. Ivan, who was a former Elfin Slater fan, I sort of put out this call that I wanted to help essential workers with nanny services. I love kids, but that sort of, you know, where do you get in the security of that and vet those families out? So he offered up this opportunity to come to Brother Bill's Helping Hands. And what you don't think is you, again, are sitting in your own myopic world through your lens. You know, your kids are on their Zoom rooms with their laptops, and they're eating their meals that you can afford at home. What about West Dallas and South Dallas, who don't have laptops, who don't have Wi-Fi, who aren't connecting with the teachers, who aren't getting school lunches? They had over 200 people sign up yesterday. We served 180 people. I put out a call for volunteers. Six of my prettiest girlfriends showed up. Now, you think of a lot of Dallas girls who are pretty with ugly hearts. They had the prettiest hearts for me yesterday showing up and helping. And you're taught, and so 80% of them are speaking Spanish, and the whole time I'm like, Ivan, solo me en español. So there's sort of this immersion aspect of it. And then my other passion is literally reaching out to other journalism students. And so I put out a call on Twitter like, hey guys, if I started a Zoom room, would you be interested? I've confirmed 50 into classes. I've got over 100 waiting, and several of my colleagues are like, how can we host it with you? So I'm making lists every day. Another part of that is I'm making sure to reach out on FaceTime to at least three people, again, just to have a touch point with them. Because Elliot Harrison, my coworker at NFL Network, used to literally, and Sean, you can speak to this, every time I text you, you don't call back or you barely text. I'm like, I'm busy. Now, if someone texts me, I'm like, pick up the phone. And I'm like, I'm going out of my way to try and change destructive patterns, do things that I have a passion for, you know, work on the patience element, work on the isolation element, and try to come out on the other side just a better person. And like the one thing that one of my mentors said to me yesterday was, surround yourself with fountains, not drains. In other words, be around people that have a positive mindset, your thoughts become reality, don't be around drains. And I don't want to sound preachy to people. I don't have children that rely on me. I have a job that contractually they have to pay me. For the first time in my life, I'm not, knock on wood, overly concerned that I'm not going to have a paycheck at the end of this. Other people don't have the ability to sort of improve themselves. They're right now worried about just putting food on the table. I get that. I would just say, change your mindset on this. As long as you're healthy right now and you have a job, maybe find a way, how can I dig in and help somebody else, even if it's on a micro level?
Slater, I want to ask you a Dez question here. Considering there might not be any offseason, does that make it more likely that Dez would sign or that the Cowboys would go after him knowing that there's a relationship with the quarterback as opposed to maybe breaking in a new wide receiver that has no relationship whatsoever?
I hadn't thought about it that way completely, to be completely honest.
Well, that's what they pay me the big bucks.
I was looking at it a different way. I thought the challenge for Dez here was going to be not having access to a medical staff to give the Cowboys peace of mind about his history of injuries. You know, in other words, the Achilles injury in New Orleans. So my bigger concern was there were at least three teams at Combine that were intrigued that he was working out that obviously weren't the Cowboys. Were they going to be able to have a peace of mind about Dez from afar? Now, look, people with money find ways to get access to x-ray medical records right? So is
COVID tests?
That could happen? Absolutely, sure. But tell a docket, who knows? But here's what I will say about Dez. I know a lot of people are like, I hear it. He's too slow. He's not fast. You know, he'll never. I literally had somebody tell me yesterday, an agent, Dez is never going to play another game. Why do you keep hyping it? Admittedly, I'll be the first to say, yes, Dez has become a friend first, and I'm cheering from him. I cheer for a lot of people that put in the work and who want to be better versions of himself. And I've seen Dez do that. I'm seeing him put in the work. You know, the biggest frustration with Dez in the last 2 years was it was stop, start, because he wasn't emotionally there. He's showing you consistency. And it kind of goes to this Alden Smith thing. People are so shook by Alden Smith, and I'm going to walk into it right here, but I'm okay with doing that. You know, Alden Smith obviously had problems, hasn't played football since 2015. As I understand it, you know, beat as a child, abused as a child, all sorts of a background. Now, that does not excuse adult behavior. There are plenty of people that overcome those things. And I'm not excusing the hit-and-run DUI. I'm not excusing the domestic violence charges. But if Jim Tomsula thinks that he can get the best out of a guy like Alden Smith, who's been sober since July, and again, is showing consistency, and you're signing this guy to a contract that has incentives, no guaranteed money, why wouldn't you? I mean, the Cowboys have sort of turned into the wayward school for wayward defensive linemen. Some of them have worked out. Some of them haven't. I would submit that a guy like Charles Haley worked out. So while the Rolando McClains and the Greg Hardys haven't worked out, I still go back and forth on the narrative that Randy Gregory didn't. I mean, if there wasn't the drug policy in there, would Randy Gregory have succeeded as we're seeing it now? There are just so many people so quick to just not give people second chances, and maybe that's a knock on me. I sort of lean into those people because I have made plenty of mistakes in my own personal life, and I've made mistakes in my professional life, and I have certainly been shown grace and been given second chances, and I would hate to think that people base other people's next step on how I'm going to take my next step, because I think I've proved a lot of people wrong. So that's just, again, the lens that I'm operating from.
You are getting a crazy amount of love for the honesty on Twitter and the Autoflex CC fan text. So anytime you want to come on to share, get people involved in the broadcasting classes, talk about one of the self-help books, talk about the fake flowers in the background, you're more than welcome. Thank you. I told you it'd be awesome, and it was. So
hey, wait, Sean. Sean, are we forgetting something?
Oh, you got a song?
Well, yeah, her outro music.
Ooh. I'll take you to the candy shop. Yeah. Boy, one taste of what I've got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you've
got. Oh, my sweet Roger Emmerich.
Keep going until you hit the spot.
Classic. Appearance from Jane Slater, NFL Network follower online at Slater NFL. Love you. Stay safe and proud of you for all the stuff you're doing. Thank you.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.